not quite broken, everything I've loved. That's why I hold you in museum gloves. And you can ask me anything you like, but just don't ask me why I'm like this. The strength to watch you go.
You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening, which means it's time for the Yellow Brick Road here on CFRC, your British and Irish music show, bringing you the best new music out of the UK, out of Ireland. I'm your host, Rue, and we're starting tonight with a little bit of Snow Patrol, of course. A brand new song from them, brand new album is on the way, their eighth studio album, The Forest is the Path. It's coming out on the 13th of September. And it's their first full new album in about how many years' time? 2018 was their last album, Wildness. And this one is going to be coming out in a month's time, produced by Fraser T. Smith, if you might know him as the guy from Future Utopia. And Gary Lightbody was talking about the album. He said it's an album that's rooted in reflection, introspection, and interrogation. And it was about the idea of love from the distance of time. And like this song also kind of touches upon it. And he was talking about how he hasn't been in a relationship for a long time. And so this song was more about looking at love from a distance, looking back in. He says, it's like when you're in love, you're standing in the lobby of the Empire State Building. When you're broken up with that person, you're out in the street. You can still see the building, but you're not there anymore. when it's 10 years later, you're standing in Brooklyn looking at the Manhattan skyline. You can find them at snowpatrol.com. Obviously, all this talk of Manhattan, but the band are, of course, from Northern Ireland. If you can hear in the background, though, I've had to slip in a little bit of a new album that I've really been enjoying. This is an instrumental song, but, you know, there are instrumentals and lyrical songs on this particular album. It's the self-titled debut album of Friends of Our Show. They're called Rooftop Caravan. They're a band from Kingston, or at least they were all students here at Queen's during their time in Kingston. And now they're all onto other things, bigger things. But they decided to drop one last parting shot before they all leave, and this is the wonderful album. So, you know, if you haven't heard of it yet, and if you haven't heard it yet, I do urge you to go and check it out because it is an absolutely fantastic album. It is so mature for like a first album by a band of students. So I would say go check it out, Rooftop Caravan. We are going to move on to playing more music from British and Irish musicians, though we have a new album coming on the way from an artist called Bo, spelled B, O with a little hat on top, and A, who were a 90s indie band. They had a sort of, to my ear, a dark wave, goth rock kind of sound, very kind of 80s sound. And they had a single, their breakout single back in 1998, was a song called Duvet, and it went on to be the soundtrack of a Japanese anime called Serial Experiments Lane, and that got them a lot of acclaim. And then moving on from there, the song just re-emerged all of a sudden out of nowhere 20 years later, and it's just gone huge on TikTok. And so the band have decided to almost come out of retirement, and they're releasing and recording their first new album in over 20 years. The album's going to be called Whiplash, and we've got a few singles from the album that have come out already. I'm going to play us one called Walk With Me. You can find them at boa-uk.bandcamp.com. And then, of course, the big news for next week is going to be, it is Fontaine's DC album release week. The album Romance is going to be out. It's coming on the 23rd, or whatever is the Friday of this week. And, you know, it's an album we've been waiting for a long time, so we cannot wait for this. We have one single before the album. Well, actually, there's going to be another single coming out, I think, sometime during the week. But the third single of the album that we've heard is called Here's the Thing. I think there's one more coming out in the week, and then it's going to be the album time. If you're listening in from anywhere that's not Kingston, is what it seems to me, there are album release parties happening, listening parties where you can listen to, you know, all you can just get together in a room at a record shop, listen to the album together with people. I think on the 22nd, there are going to be a few in Toronto, in Halifax, in Ottawa, in Montreal, everywhere except for Kingston. So who knows, we might have our own one next week. But how about we go into and listen to a little bit of Bo with Walk With Me, and then we'll listen to Fontaine's DC with Here's the Thing. Find the album at fontainesdc.bandcamp.com, all coming here for you on CFRC's Yellow Brick Road.
something else to think about. You give me something else to think about. Sweet face, sweet smile. You give me something else to dream about. You give me something else to dream about.
Fontaine's DC. The album is coming out this Friday and I'm very excited for it. This was their song, Here's the Thing, and we will be hearing the rest of it. The album is called Romance, and the concept of it, just, you know, everything about the band, you know, kind of looking for new ways to look at things, looking for new angles to approach this romance with their native Ireland, as they have done for many an album now. This is going to be the fourth one, so really looking forward to it. Bow before that with their song Walk With Me. They have an album coming out soon as well. And we had some Rooftop Caravan, who are good friends of ours. Speaking of local Kingston bands though, if you fancy going to a show right now and were fond of the sort of Kingston and Queens indie music scene, Kings of Queens, a band from around here who we really enjoyed, who we've really liked, who've been in at the station multiple times, they are in town and they are actually playing a show at the Mansion right now. So I think I won't be that mad if you put me in your pocket and walked over to the mansion right now and had yourself a good evening and then went back into the CFRC archives and caught up on this show later on, or went and found the show's podcast and, you know, followed up and saw all the bands that we were going to be playing tonight. So, you know, there are ways to catch up on this show, except for last week's show. Unfortunately, and I know people have been asking about this because it was the Oshiaga show, that one's gone. We had a bit of a problem in the archives. That show is gone. But we've got more great music coming up for you. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff to look forward to. We're going to be playing some new tunes from the Royston Club, who are a cool indie band that have been around for a little while. They have a new single out called The Patch Where Nothing Grows. And their guitarist and songwriter, Ben Mathias, has said that this song is meant, at its core, as a cry to the person who I was falling in love with at the time. It's about that point in love when you want to spend every minute of your day and night with that person but can't be sure where the relationship is going. And he tries to come to terms with it all in the chorus, and, you know, it was recorded in Liverpool, and it's just a fun tune, which you can find at theroystonclub.com. We also have a new tune from Desperate Journalist, who are a really cool indie kind of indie rock band. They are working towards their fifth studio album. It's going to be called No Heroes, and we've got a single off of it called Afraid. And the singer of the band, Joe Bevan, was talking about the inspiration for the song, and she said that she wanted it to convey the kind of joy with the spiky time signature, and it's a little bit kind of, you know, it's a bit angular, it's a bit romantic, a little bit on edge. The title comes from a sort of backhanded compliment that she says she once received. What's good about you is you're not afraid to be ugly. And the band turned that into quite a track, which we're going to be listening to, and you can find them at desperatejournalist.bandcamp.com, and we're looking forward to the album. Then we've got a new single from the band Lovejoy, who are sort of this Minecraft YouTuber who decided to start writing indie music in Brighton or Bristol, I can't recall exactly. And their band got quite big. They've got a brand new song called I'll Look Good When I'm Sober. And you can find them at Lovejoy Online, lvjyonline.com. And we'll listen to those three songs and we'll be back and talk about more great music coming up for you here on CFRC. Let's start with a bit of Royston Club, The Patch Where Nothing Grows.
I need you around, I need you around. Without you I drown, without you I drown. Oh, I've been looking for you in every flame. And I've been putting you into every scene and frame. My passion's brand new yours. Singing my chest pushed out, heart against the thorny branch, digging in and hoping for a rose. Well, if it's always February and this love's not necessary, I'll fall gently in this grove, in the patch where nothing grows.
places we've been. A open with a soft spot, but there's a chance of bumping into you.
From Lovejoy, folks, on air on CFRC. We're here until 9:30, and we're bringing you all the best new tunes out of the UK and Ireland. So most and all of these are new releases, either from this week or from just a little bit before that. We heard a little bit of Lovejoy, we heard some Desperate Journalist and Royston Club on the last set. We're going to be listening to a little bit of jazz now, just changing trajectory a bit. We've got a new release from the jazz musician Nubia Garcia, who is a multi-award winning tenor saxophonist, band leader and composer. And she has her latest album coming out in a month from now, September 20th. It's going to be called Odyssey, out on Concord Jazz Records. And it's her second album, following up from her debut album. And this one kind of leans more into R&B, jazz and dub. Produced, had a lot of collaborations in on it. And we've got one single off of it right now called Set It Free, which we're going to be listening to. And then we'll be back and we'll talk about a lot more good music. Coming up here on CFRC. Thank you.
sufficient apologies. Yeah, that talk is cheap. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. Truth is what I speak. And it's true that I am feeling myself. Not surface, really deep in my cells. I can't help it, I don't need to grow. Ease and more into the loop of life. Sailing sweet, it's a smoother ride. Nothing but ecstasy.
A bit of Nubia Garcia with some new jazzy stuff. She has an album called Odyssey that's coming out next month. Looking forward to that. You can find her on Bandcamp. She's at Nubia Garcia, N-U-B-Y-A, nubiagarcia.bandcamp.com. We've got some new music coming up on the next set from Masterpiece, who we love on the show. I mean, he's sort of positioning himself to be the face of indie sleaze of the 2020s and all of that. And so far, he's been putting out the tunes to back it up. So he has a new single out called Save Me. He's been releasing a few more singles just following up from the album that he released a bit earlier this year called How to Make a Masterpiece. And I think he's going on tour, and I don't know, he's been in and around the US of late just for recording and things like that. So who knows, we might see him touring around here. I don't know. But he has a new single called Save Me. And again, it's just a fun, really like dance floor banger of a song. So we'll listen to that. We also have some new music from the artist Poppy Ajuda, who has a new song called Girl Next Door, which is also like a fun kind of, I mean, she kind of encompasses everything from sort of R&B to sort of rap, and finds a middle path on sort of alternative and indie quite often. So yeah, this is a good fun song, Girl Next Door. And then I have a new really short but blistering single from an artist called Hyphen, who is a sort of punk rapper out of the UK, who has a new song called Desk Job, very political song. And then we might listen to some new music from the Cardiff-based band Death Cult Electric, and it's a classic Death Cult Electric song. You can find them on Bandcamp, more kind of fuzzy, heavy stuff. Death Cult Electric, bandcamp.com. The song's called Wishy Washy. So we're listening to all that, and then we'll be back right here on CFuzzy.
Somewhere on your body, I'm engraved in. Slaving for your love. down about you, not my usual type. Tell me, girl, we can do it all night. While your weekend party with that eye. Got the movements right. Spin to the left, let me see it from the side. It's my time, let me get live. Light my fire, take me to the sky. She's on my mind always lately. I've been dreaming by the time called you my baby. And if you're gonna leave, can you take me? I need you now, but I'm not gonna fuck this up.
Hmm. Do brown people deserve to live? To me, it isn't obvious. Every time we're bombing them, we just sit watching it. What if kids in Gaza look like Madeleine McCann? Would you risk getting fired for saying killing them is bad? Rich and poor want the same but pay different prices. The uber rich do shit like go create ISIS. David Brent's thinking that they're really Logan Roy. Tax the rich means billionaires, not people they employ. Death job of sex tapes, son, can get paid. Death job of sex tapes, son, can get paid. Death job of sex tapes, son, can get paid. Introduce you to the paedophile tax.
Excuse me, what?
What's a parking fine if you're rich and can't afford it? There was a price for something you wanted, you went ahead and bought it. If you hate consent and treating people like humans, it's all good news. Society designed a solution. Create enough shareholder value, own an island, be royalty, start a token charity initiative.
Then who cares what the laws are or what people will think of it?
Death job of sex tape, son, can get paid. Death job of sex tape, son, can get paid. Death job of sex tape, son, can get paid.
The commentary, this is my actual voice, this is how I speak. I wanted to commentary on capitalism.
Can get paid.
This job of sex tape, son, can get paid. This job of sex tape, son, can get paid. This job of sex tape, son, can get paid. This job of sex tape, son, can get paid.
I'm a part of a rich lavish lifestyle, can I admit it? I'm a
brand new stuff from Death Cult Electric, the Cardiff-based hard rock, really riffy, fuzzy band. I really like their stuff. That was a new song of theirs called Wishy Washy. Welcome back, folks. If you're just joining us, CFRC 101.9 FM, Gilbert Road, bringing you British and Irish music, all the new stuff from the last couple of weeks. And we had some of a musician called Hyphen, just kind of punk rappy stuff, new stuff from Poppy Ajuda and Masterpiece, who've all had great new singles out. Playing Beneath Me is a new track from Los Bichos, who are this really cool kind of surfy, psychedelic indie band who put out an album a couple of years ago now. It was produced by Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand. And they're just a really fun band. They're a sort of instrumental band. So all their stuff is just them kind of messing around with instruments, having a lot of fun. They're releasing a new album coming up soon. It's going to be called Talkie Talkie, coming out on the 30th of August. So just in a couple of weeks from now. And I find the name ironic, given that they are a very no-talkie band. In their music, they are instrumental. But they say expect dynamic guitar riffs, infectious beats, and this represents a step forward in their blend of global and rock music influences, because they do have members from all over the world. You can find it at losbichos.bandcamp.com. We're going to be listening to some cool new music from a Liverpool band called Gondolas on the last set. They've just released some really cool, energetic, really like up and running kind of rock music. They have a new single called Split Milk. We also have some new music from She Drew the Gun, the project of Louisa Roach, who is releasing a new album coming out soon. The album's going to be called Howl. There is a single called Howl already out, and you can hear it at shedrewthegun.bandcamp.com and just find out all about the album. We're going to be listening to the third single of the album right now, called Mirrors. And then we've got some new music in a slightly different direction from Georgia Root, the artist who has put out a brand new album, just kind of, an album called Cool Head, her fourth studio album, written in the year after her husband was taken seriously ill. And sort of this is her kind of dealing with it, Cool Head being a phrase that her dad would always use, you know, to kind of be present, be calm, think clearly. And musically, it's more kind of open, wide, Americana stuff, 60s influenced, some folk stuff recorded at the Wonderful Sign Studio, a legendary studio in Wales. And she's collaborated with the musician Eros Childs, singer and keyboardist in Now Teenage Fan Club. Primarily, you might know him from Gorky Zygotic Monkey on two songs. We're going to be listening to one. It's called Chemistry. You can find it at bubblewrapcollective.bandcamp.com. The label that has the album is called Cool Head. Coming up for you here on CFRC.
self-care. Your frequency is warfare. Devastated that we followed it to nowhere. Opened three-quarters. Maybe the chemicals muddied the waters. But still, somebody thought of. I'm the rose, I'm the rose, I'm the rose. And I don't wanna hear sick of healing this. My new clothes down, I'm all born into service of the capitalist bitch. Now I don't wanna feel sick of feeling this. But baby, I'm just looking like a really, really good kid now. These mirrors of you, they're mirrors of me.
History. someone says, honey, better take the